Nagyon sok szeretettel köszöntjük a kedves nézőket. Újra itt az Angolka, itt vannak a Rainbow Hills óvoda nagycsoportosai, Naményi Gabriella és Mihalik Zoltán. Kérdezték tőlünk többen, hogy csak lányok járnak ebbe az óvodába. Hát nem a kis csoportba és a középsőbe, bőven vannak fiúk is, de a nagycsoportba lányok járnak. Újra hidegre fordult az idő, úgyhogy most a téli témákkal fogunk foglalkozni a mai Angolkában. Továbbra is várjuk kedves leveleiket, tudáskukac.mtv.hu, valamint a www.angolobi.hu címen található elérhetőségek bármelyikére. Tehát, kezdődjék az Angolka!
Hello, kiddos!
Hello!
Hello, Réka!
Okay!
Let's okay.
Think about our farmer friend.
Bingo, bingo, bingo!
There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. There was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name. B-I-N-G-O, I-N-G-O, I-N-G-O.
Eight little monkeys sitting on a tree.
story now. Please come and sit down, everybody, here,
one
so you can see Miss Bobby.
One
egy
snowy
havas
night
éjszakáról szól a következő mesénk.
By Nick Butterworth. Okay, this is about Percy the Park Keeper. Who has ever seen Percy the Park Keeper on DVD?
I did.
Yes, me too. It's a fun, fun, fun one.
I seen it on
video as well. Okay. It's cold in the park in winter, but Percy the Park Keeper doesn't mind. He puts on his warm coat and his big scarf and wears two pairs of woolly socks inside his Wellington boots. Percy likes to be out in the fresh air.
One pair.
In the middle of the park, there is a little hut. This is where Percy lives. When it gets too cold to be outside, Percy goes into his hut, where it's cozy and warm. The animals who live in the park all know Percy's hut. Every day, he shares his lunch with them. One winter's night, it was so cold it began to snow. Great big snowflakes fell past the window of Percy's hut. "Brrr," said Percy. "I think I need an extra blanket tonight." He made himself some hot cocoa and got ready for bed. Suddenly, Percy heard a tapping sound. There was somebody at the door. "Now who could that be at this time of night?" thought Percy. He went to the door and looked out. There on the step was a squirrel. It looked very cold and miserable. "I can't get to sleep, Percy," said the squirrel. "My bed is full of snow." "Oh dear," said Percy. "Never mind. I've got plenty of room for two." The squirrel snuggled down next to Percy and soon began to feel warm. Knock, knock. It was the door again. "Now who can that be?" thought Percy. Standing outside were two shivering rabbits. "It's freezing," said one rabbit. "We are frozen," said the other. "You poor thing," said Percy. "Come in and warm up." The rabbit squeezed into the bed next to Percy and the squirrel. There wasn't much room. "Could you face the other way?" Percy asked the squirrel. "Your tail is tickling my nose." Knock, knock. "Oh dear," said Percy. "Now there is someone else at the door." It was a fox. He looked very cold and hungry. "Can I come in too?" he asked. Percy stretched his head and thought for a minute. "Well, if you promise to behave," he said. "I promise," said the fox. And he squeezed into the bed next to all the other animals. Why does he need to behave?
Because
foxes
eat
the other animals, yeah.
Right.
But, oops, the squirrel fell out. "Who did that?" asked the squirrel crossly. Knock, knock, knock. "Good gracious," said Percy. "It's the door again." This time, Percy had quite a surprise. There on the step was a badger, two ducks, a hedgehog, and a whole family of mice. They all wanted a bed for the night. Poor old Percy and poor old Percy's bed. The animals pushed and shoved and rolled around the bed, but there was just not enough room for them all. Soon the bed covers ended up in a big tight ball. Then, bump, the covers rolled right up the bed and everybody fell onto the floor. "Oh dear," said Percy, "this won't do at all. My bed is just too small." Suddenly one of the mice perked up his ears. "What's that noise?" he squeaked. Everyone listened hard. Now they could all hear it. There was a scratching, scraping sound. It seemed to be coming from underneath them. "There's something moving under the floor," whispered Percy. The animals looked frightened, and the mice all started to squeak at once. "Oh dear, what can it be?" "It might be a monster, with fierce claws and sharp teeth." The noise grew louder and louder. Then one of the floorboards began to move. "Look out, it's coming up through the floor." Suddenly there was a loud squeak. "Help!" cried the animals, and they all ran to hide. But Percy wasn't frightened. He started to chuckle. Then he laughed out loud. A small dark head was sticking up through the floorboards. "Okay, this is not a monster," said Percy. "It's a mole." "I'm sorry to burst in like this," said the mole. "I knocked on the door, but nobody heard me." Percy helped the mole up through the hole in the floor, set him on his hot water bottle to get warm, and put the floorboards back. It's all right, everyone, he called. You can come out now. Okay, Percy yawned and snuggled down in his own bed once again. It's better now. I've got plenty of room, he said. I'm and a little to spare for a mole.
Look at that. The room is so full, huh? Okay, if you all looked at the picture, please take a look at the picture and then come and move over here at the table for our next game.
I had to leave a page out, so...
Thank you, Miss Gubby.
No problem.
Alrighty. So our team for today is summer and winter.
Oh, theme.
And you can't what?
You'll see like this. Here and there
okay.
Okay, we have a little boy and a little girl. You see the little boy?
Can I have the girl?
Well, we can only have one side at a time, I think. No?
Yes.
Let's dress the girl first so she doesn't catch a cold. And let's put on some summer clothes. Only summer clothes.
Okay, let's put it a bit closer to Jazzy. Shh, I'm working on the problem, Jasmine. So Jazzy can put something on the little girl as well.
The girl only gonna have summer clothes on. And once we are finished with that, then we are going to dress the boy only in winter
clothes. Can Virak take something too?
Would sit down, please.
No, but Reka has to school, so she can put something on. Did you put something on, Reka?
No.
Not yet?
No,
okay,
boy.
Let's find something for Reka.
This is
sweet Reka.
But that is here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, can I see your masterpiece? Oh, that's lovely.
We're finished. What do we have
that's
on?
That's a little bow and a hat on top.
Okay, so we've got
in a handbag.
Handbag and sunglasses and a summer hat. Very nice. Okay, quickly let's put the winter clothes on the boy.
Warmer clothes for the boy.
Now it's cold. Okay, so
pants. Very good.
Find nice warm clothes. While you guys do that, let's prepare our next exercise.
Push it a little closer so we don't have squeaking. Oh, that's warm. We cannot put it on for summer because then we are going to boil in the hot sweater. All righty, how's it going, guys?
Careful.
Oh, then come closer.
Let's. Are we finished? Oh, look at that. Very good. So we've got nice warm shoes on the boy and a pair of pants, right? Let me change these shoes because he has them on the wrong way around.
Can Petra please put a piece on?
Yeah, of course.
She wasn't coming close. Petra, put a piece on. Come on, find something warm. Here.
So we have a hat on him.
That's for the girl.
Got clothes.
No, Mandy, it's okay.
On top of the sweater.
Fine.
That's perfect. So we have two nice warm sweaters and some mittens and a pair of pants and some shoes and a hat.
Very good.
Excellent. So now we did the summer clothes and the winter clothes.
Okay, we need two teams.
And now I'm going to need the two teams right here. Please be here. Here. Come here. I want you to be here, Virak.
Okay, two
and face
teams.
The duel. Come
three
stand over
kiddos
there by them.
In each group, please.
Oh, careful, Rekut. It's going to lead to an accident.
So, who is one?
Stand over
one.
There, please. You put on this hat.
Team one.
And you put on this scarf.
Jolly, we need two teams.
Yes, that's
not
team number one.
Teams yet.
No, you can have this one.
Can I have the yellow?
You can have the yellow. Come, Mandy, you'll have the... Okay, Virag will have the blue
I'll
one.
Okay, I'll take over then. Jasmine.
This is mine.
I know it's yours.
And Bianca are one group. Reka, you stay in this group. Here. With Mandy and Virág. Okay, Virág is the first.
Ez egy kis ügyességi feladat lesz, egy kis gólyalábazás és váltóverseny. Át kell venniük majd a sapkát, a sálat, a gólyalábat váltani, és megnézzük, hogy ki lesz az első. Petrus, come please, come in your team. Okay, stand.
So you go around and you go back and put the scarf and the hat on the next
kiddo. Ready, steady, go.
Oopsie, Bianca, you didn't wait for a signal. Okay. Bianca is taking over on the yellow steel, going very fast.
Oops, careful, Virag.
And we are lost in
translation. Who is the next one?
Here. Put it on quickly.
I'll help you.
Petra, here.
There we go.
On the stairs, please.
And for me?
No, you're going to be.
There you go, Mandy.
Okay.
Oh, careful. Try to balance.
Petra.
Be very careful because it's slippery there.
Very slow.
Go slower.
Petra is very wise. She's going slow, and that's how she's not falling off the stairs.
Bobby, I need to do it now.
No, it's Yasmin's turn. Oh.
Hey, very good. Shiner.
Your
turn.
No, but that's
a big walk in the snow.
Okay, Jasmine Peterson, you need to walk on the stilts.
Yes, I can help you. There you go. That's good enough.
Yes, after it's Biush. And then that's it for this game. Because we won't have
right,
more time
one more
for
turn.
It. Okay.
I will be the winner.
Let me put this back.
I believe everybody is a winner because
Yay.
We all had fun.
Very good.
Come, Jazzy.
Okay. No, Virag, we need to stop.
Okay, you guys did excellent.
Can I
Thank you so
that?
Much. May I please have
Thank
this?
Thank you.
Can I put it away?
Yes, please. Let's put it away Daddy? Because it's warm inside. Petals, it's warm inside.
Ennek a gyakorlatnak a mozgáskoordináció fejlesztése a lényege. Thank you. No, I'm going to put
Let's
it away.
Let's read a poem. We're
going to
read a poem together.
Sit down, Jazzy.
Petra, if you want, you can sit next to me again. Come. All right, Petra. My little buddy, come. Well, now it's taken. Both sides are taken. Okay, this is a poem called Jack Frost by Laura E. Richards. Jack Frost came in the night. He left the meadows that he crossed all gleaming white. Painted with his silver brush every window pane. He kissed the leaves and made them blush, blush and blush again. Jack Frost crept around the house, sly as a silver fox, still as a mouse. Out little Jenny came, blushing like a rose. Up jumped Jack Frost and pinched her little nose. You know how Frost pinches your nose? When you go out in the cold air, you have a red nosy boozy.
A képernyőn is követhették a verset a kedves nézők, és most kesztyüket fogunk párosítani. Come over here to the table quickly, everybody grab your chair. We're gonna continue our winter theme with
Petra,
mittens.
Petra, Virág, Miús, Opa. Thank you. Yeah, me too. That's my guitar.
Got scared for
okay,
a moment
here.
There. Okay, here I'm gonna put spares out and Oh, it's not mixed.
Oh, gentle with them, okay? Very gentle.
Can we do it? We do it one at a time, please, okay?
So not upside down. Don't.
I'll put them out. And Mandy's gonna be the first one to pick because I don't want to have 300 hands over here on the table at the same time.
Very good.
So, Mandy, if you see a pair, you can take it right away. Okay? And Petrut, if you see a pair, you can take it right away.
Petra
and Mandy at the same time can be picking.
Oh,
very
right.
good. And please tell me the color of the mittens.
Pink.
Let's show it to the camera. We have a pink pair of mittens with snowflakes on. And Petra over there has kind of, show it to the camera, darling. Orangey mittens with wavy patterns on. Okay, now Virag and Reka, please take a pair.
Sit down.
I'll pick a pair.
Rekuts, you see a pair?
The same patterns. Very good. Okay. Virag, can you show yours to the camera? Virag has pink, pair of pink mittens with zigzag pattern. And you too, please show it to the camera, darling. Green mittens with, what shape do you see on your mittens?
Triangle.
Okay, we can keep on playing, but first we need to say goodbye because our song says bye-bye. We keep on playing and we say bye-bye with a song as usual. Okay, and you guys can keep playing. Köszönjük a figyelmüket, ezzel búcsúzunk, szokás szerint egy dallal, amíg a gyerekek tovább játszanak.
There was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, there was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, thank you. B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, there was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, there was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, thank you, everybody.
B-I-N-G-O,
B-I-N-G-O,
B-I-N-G-O, and Bingo was his name.
B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name.
Ha ez az ellenőrzés trükk kiderül, akkor magát a Norbi ki fogja rúgni.
A garami egy életre elintézi a Norbit.
Nincs kockázat.
És ha nem talál hibát?
Olyan kérem, nálam az nem létezik, hogy nem találok hibát. Én annyi hibát találok, kérem, hogy ez egy 5 év vártfogságját Gusteinben.
Nincs mellékhatás.
Norbi úr!
Patika. Szombaton délután az M2-n. A listavezető slágerek megjelenését sok esetben évek munkája előzi meg. Akár csak egy-egy világkörüli turné. Hogyan és kik segítik a pop szakma ikonjait álmaik megvalósításában? Erről vallanak az Outcast együttes tagjai a Pop Szigetben. Szombaton este az M2-n.